Hey there, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. And we're talking about one of the five essentials of life, our health. It's a gift from God, and it's a battle sometimes to do the best job we can to maintain it, especially when weight gets out of hand. And how do you keep your weight in check so you can be a little healthier to preserve what God's given you? We're going to talk about that today as our friend and contributor King Hoover joins us again here on the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's guest today is our intentional health coach, King Hoover. And as you might guess, we're going to talk about you being intentional with your health. So call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where the sun is always shining, so it's a good day for exercise. Here's Randy.
Yeah, right. That's true. But it's also in the summer, a pretty hot day in Tucson, or maybe wherever you live may be difficult to walk, but you need to do it. My wife, Don, and I try to walk every day in the summer months when it's a little warmer for us. We do it earlier, but to at least walk, getting that exercise in. We've heard the message from King that you have to exercise, you have to stay busy, you know, active. And so it's something we try to do. But sometimes it's still not enough, and I think that's what we're going to talk about today. Even if you're trying to do some things, I think most of us try to do some healthy things from time to time, but it doesn't always add up to the results that we want. So how do we handle it? So King Hoover joins us. By the way, King is a nationally known acclaimed fitness expert based in Fort Worth, Texas. In addition to his numerous television and radio credits, King's expertise has landed him some pretty prestigious clients, including Major League's Texas Rangers. So we appreciate King's time to join us here today. King, welcome back to the Intentional Living Center.
Thanks, Randy. I'm excited to help folks be more intentional about their exercise and their health.
Yeah, you know, we got people listening who are healthy. I mean, I look at Rob Riegel over here. I mean, Rob's our senior producer. I mean, this guy eats healthy, he works out, he looks great, and I know that he at one time wasn't such, but he got very intentional with his health. But we've got other people listening and just say, I've tried, you know, I go through these cycles, I try for a while, and then I get discouraged. And being intentional gets to be really tough. So what's the one thing we would tell someone today to help them get started, to jumpstart, to move in a healthier direction?
To jumpstart and get moving in a healthy direction, say you're at zero energy, but you'd like to be more heroic in how you're living your life. Simple changes, even before you make time for your exercise, or some nutrition tips would help. One is taking in green tea. A lot of times when we're upset about our weight or how we're feeling, we're just down and blue, green tea done in hot water, not boiling water, so you don't break down the good stuff, provides theanine to manage down your stress, and some other great nutrients that help your fat cells release fat easier and make it harder for your body to store fat onto them so that you get the benefit of a little bit less stress while you're waiting for your other better choices in diet and your exercise to kick in. Another way to go is adding in a little dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, say two small squares each day, and doing it early in the day so it have a chance to work for you. These nutrients called polyphenols actually switch on and ramp up the activity of the energy production units in your cells called mitochondria. So you're setting the stage for good things to happen. Then when an opportunity to take a walk with a friend or a little break in time where you can kind of stroll at lunch or something after work, you get the chance to move around. You're going to have more impact. Your intentional choice to go for it and take the time that you have for exercise instead of wait for all the lights to be on green will have even more of an effect because you've kind of set the stage for more results.
Mm. All right. We got Chelsea who would like to share a comment with us. Chelsea?
Hi, my name is Chelsea Duran. I just wanted to share a little bit of insight as a personal trainer and some of the things that I've helped for other people regaining their health and losing significant amounts of weight. One, it takes time. Two, really make specific goals. Write them down and continually make little goals. Like, for example, some people don't eat breakfast. Make it, you know, for a couple weeks to eat breakfast for a couple weeks. You know, once you have that down, to replace some of your unhealthy snacks with some healthy snacks. Now, once you have that down, to walk 30 minutes every day. It's those little goals that are going to change your life over time and create significant health benefits that are actually going to last and become a lifestyle, rather than just being, you know, fads and short-term kind of things.
You know, that's one of the, thank you, Chelsea. One of the things we talk about here a lot is the power of one thing, focusing on one thing, doing one thing, mastering it until it becomes a habit. If people were going to take that approach and they were going to say, okay, I'm going to try for the next couple of weeks to develop one habit, and after that, the next habit, what are one or two or three in order habits that would be most significant to help people jumpstart this process?
First would be moving more. The best time to get your activity is the time that you have to put it in. Not everybody has that time in the morning, but I do recommend getting it done first thing in the day if possible, so that it provides a metabolic momentum for all the rest of your day.
Does it need to be aerobic?
Walking is just the easiest thing for most people to do. It is the easiest to do when you're groggy and sleepy. So to get on a treadmill, get on a bike, or go walk outside, it's just simple. You just put one foot in front of the other, you put some music on, and you're good to go for the amount of time that you have. If you're limited, just go to half the time that you have, turn around, and walk back to the house. It's simple. It doesn't cost anything. So there's really nothing keeping you from doing it. That's the big deal. Yeah. You don't need a gym membership. You don't need special clothes. You just need to make a little time.
All right, so exercise or getting some activity. What would be number two?
Number two would be making sure that you're eating three square meals a day. Now, we've talked about how a lot of times people will eat four, five, six times a day, and that can be helpful if you're trying to keep your blood sugar up. But what we're finding now is that three good meals means I only have to make three decisions a day as to what good things to put into my mouth. Mm-hmm. If I'm eating six times a day, three meals and three snacks, I have to make six decisions a day as to what to put in. And if it's been a while since my meal or I've gone too long between meal and snack, I may pick something worse. Making each meal great and then staying hydrated in between your meals, because oftentimes we think we're hungry, but it's really just that we're thirsty or we're low on water, will help you in cutting your weight loss. It enhances weight loss results by 50% just by keeping it to three strong meals rather than six smaller ones.
Interesting. What, you know, you talk about hydration. That's one of the, I seldom do I feel thirsty. I mean, is that me or is that a problem with people?
That you do feel thirsty?
I don't. Sometimes I just don't feel that thirsty. I know I should be drinking more.
Then if you know you should be drinking more but you don't feel thirsty, there might be some impairment in that mechanism for you, or you may have learned to push back against it so you don't feel it as much. Hmm. I'm sure you see that with a variety of problems and challenges people can have in their life. But the way to tell if you're dehydrated is when you go to the bathroom, you want two totally clear urinations a day. And then everything else, no darker than Chick-fil-A lemonade, which is very, very
good. And Chick-fil-A thanks you for that endorsement.
Well, that's the color that we use to talk to our athletes about. As I'm sitting here doing the interview today, I'm watching one of our SWAT officers come out from the gym and then sprint up and down this long driveway that we have here beside my office in the warehouse. It's really exciting, but he definitely needs to stay hydrated. We keep water in the gym at all times, and we really hammer home that need for him to stay hydrated.
All right, so you're talking about movement, get movement, and then three meals a day, staying hydrated. What would be the third? What would be one more habit if you were going to have three in a row?
The one more would be to add in a multivitamin. Even if you eat perfectly in today's food raising, agricultural society, a lot of the soils that we're taking our food from are depleted. And if we have a metabolic disorder or a genetic challenge, absorbing a certain nutrient from the food that we're taking in, taking a multivitamin makes sure that all your bases are covered. If we don't get enough of a particular nutrient, we're going to have the deficiency conditions that come along with getting too little of that. And it's just in 2018, when you can get a multivitamin that's fairly quality for not very much money, it's just worth it to take the few dollars and get a good multivitamin to make sure you're getting the trace nutrients. Some things you only need micrograms of. That's a thousandth of a gram, not a hundredth of a gram, or a microgram is even smaller than that. We need some things in very small amounts, but they're essential for our health, for us to keep our body to keep doing the things that we need to stay alive and healthy and well. So cover your bases. You probably have insurance on your house and your car. Your multivitamin is just insurance on your body to make sure you're getting everything you need, no matter what your diet looks like.
That's great. King Hoover's joining us today. We got Thelma on the line from Michigan. And lost 111 pounds, Thelma?
Right, 111 pounds.
Well, congratulations. How did you do that? What was the process for you?
Well, I retired, and I was 68 and a half when I retired, and I decided, hey, I could do one of two things. I could just sit in a chair and grow old, or I could get out there and get active. And in order to get out there and get active, I had to start losing some weight, so I joined the TOPS Club, that's Take Off Pounds Sensibly. So I, through the TOPS Club, you get the support you need, because you talked earlier about support.
Yeah.
You get the support you need with the ladies there who are struggling just like you. And then I started to, you know, really watch my calories. And then I started walking, and I walked 10,000 steps a day. Regardless, if I don't have 10,000 on my pedometer, I won't go to bed. And then I started doing these 5K and 10K walks. And I did 16 in the year 2016. I did 17 in the year 2017. And I'm now 74 years old, and I'm working on doing 18 this year.
Congratulations. You've been...
Some of them are 10Ks, and one of them is a 10-mile. They call it here in Flint, Michigan, the 10-mile crim. 16,000 people did the crim this last year, so...
Well, Thelma, listen, when did you started this at 60? Can I ask how long you've been doing this? Then we'll do the math.
I started TOPS in 2013, February 5th of 2013.
All right, so you're in your 70s, and you've stayed at this. What's the one thing that has helped you stay intentional? Has it been the support? I mean, what is the one thing that's keeping...
The TOPS Club, you get awards for, you know, keeping it off. You weigh in every week, so you got the... accountability to the scale, and then your doctor sets your goal for you, and then when you get to your goal, you have this 10-pound leeway. You can be 3 pounds above goal or 7 pounds under and still be considered at goal, and you get awards. And then we have this coming weekend, I'm going to our state recognition days, and this year I'm going to our International Recognition Days, which is held this coming year, and this will be the 70th anniversary of TOPS.
All right, let me ask.
Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Well, good for you, Thelma. Listen, you've been very intentional. I want to ask King. I mean, structure. You run a place. You have a place where people come, and it sounds like they're working with them as a trainer. How valuable is that, to have that kind of structure, as opposed to try doing it on your own? What has been your experience with that, King?
If you're like a banana, they come in a bunch, like grapes too. And when they come off, it means they're about to get eaten. With the support from Freedom Likes TOPS, and I love TOPS. You don't hear much about them because they don't have the money to advertise the same way that Weight Watchers do, but TOPS is the same type of program. They want to make sure you're covering all your bases, the accountability with the weekly weigh-ins. You've got that support element that we've talked about earlier, how important it is to have a supportive group around you, like-minded goals, people all try to eat the same, sharing recipes, this sort of thing. And now Thelma's got people that if her normal walking person doesn't want to go walking with her, there's somebody else that'll take the walk. You get this collection of people to support you from every direction. Mm-hmm. That healthy community support is number one. Congratulations on that 111 pounds. And a lot of folks would think, oh, I'm too old for this. I'm not healthy enough. No, even at 68 and now 74, you have killed it. Thanks so much for being such a great testimony.
It's a great story. Thank you, Thelma, and keep walking for sure. Jan's on the line from New Mexico with a comment today. Jan, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your comment today?
Well, you know, I grew up, bread was always on the table. And as I've gotten older now, I decided, you know, one thing intentional I could do towards my weight was to take a whole different approach towards bread. And so I stopped eating bread. And when I did, I could see how much I depended on bread for so many meals. And you know, I'm kind of gotten used to it now, because it's been a couple of years since I've done that, I don't really even miss bread anymore. And I found that another plus came from that. You know, you can't eat a burger in a car without a bun. You have to sit down at a table and use a knife and a fork, and, you know, really focus more on your food instead of, you know, kind of making it something part of what you're doing. And it made a big difference in my weight, and just, like I said, just treating now. I eat bread sometimes, but it's more of a treat.
So you did that. You started on this because, were you tired? Were you fatigued? Did you have a health challenge? What got you going on this?
Well, I was having some digestive issues, and I was tested, and I didn't test positive for any celiac disease, but I realized I do type of reaction to eating regular wheat.
So you feel better now that you've changed and you've lost weight, and this has been a positive thing for you, it sounds like.
It has been very positive. And so now, too, whatever I do, when I eat a treat, though, I make it myself.
Yeah.
I know what's in there. And, you know, and like I said, I switched to a single grain flour, einkorn flour, which was the grains of our ancestors, which doesn't have the amount of gluten in it that you know, the grains that are put in breads and regular.
Now, what about bread and grains and that kind of thing? How should that fit into our diet, King?
Only minimally. But we've talked about how on this show, where we've discussed the need for carbohydrates are to support a high energy lifestyle. If you're working physically and you do a lot of manual labor, you're going to need a lot of carbohydrates. But otherwise, we want to make sure that we're meeting our nutritional needs and getting enough calories, but not necessarily having extra energy calories that we're not going to use for energy. Bread, like sugars, are designed to provide a fast energy and raise the blood sugar quickly for what you're about to do that's very physical. And if we're sitting down to a dinner meal and we're having a bunch of bread, we're probably not going to go build a shed in the backyard or go for a 5K run like Thelma after having dinner. So the need for bread is really minimal. I love the fact that she's sitting down and taking time to cut up her food. The fast food, not only do we get it fast, we tend to eat it fast. And that not chewing our food well, mixing the digestive enzymes along with it, all that kind of thing, that also makes our digestion less efficient and makes it harder for us to use the fuel that we're taking in and easier for us to store it to fat. Way to go.
Very, very practical. Hang on, King. We'll be right back. King Hoover's joining me. He's part of our team as one of our contributors in the area of health. And we're going to get back to your questions, your comments in just a moment.
The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour is a vacation and a faith-building experience all in one. You and your family will come face-to-face with God's Word through the all-new Bible Museum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
And I'm Peter Brooks.
We're looking forward to exploring America's spiritual heritage and hear the true, powerful stories behind the iconic monuments and museums of Washington, D.C., with you and your family.
Just imagine experiencing an entire museum dedicated to the Bible. Everything's planned out, so all you have to do is register.
And you can do that right now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington. Once you're registered, the only thing left to do is get all excited about vacationing together as we experience Washington, D.C., October 10th through 16th.
Dr. Randy, thank you so much for your coaching CDs. And I just want to thank you in an extra big thank you for 2 CDs in a month. I'm retired and I live alone, and I just so enjoy hearing and hearing again what you share on those coaching CDs. Thank you, and God bless you. Dr. Randy and Donna, the whole team, I just love my electronic family.
Wow, electronic family. There you go. Hey, thank you for listening, and thank you for your support. Each of you who have joined the ministry in a financial way, we say thank you. That's the only way we can continue. You know, we're listener supported. That's how this ministry that is committed to helping you live an intentional life in Christ. If you don't, and you get into the category of unintentional or good intentioned, listen, that's a downward spiral into things that are not good, not healthy for your marriage, your family, and certainly on a topic like today, your health. And so intentional living is all about helping you live the life that God intended for you and intends for you. That's why we're here. I thank you for your support. And I just want to ask you today if you would come and join in with many others around the country who are supporting intentional living each and every month. And what we're going to do to say thank you is send to you every month a motivational, uplifting, positive teaching that'll help you live an intentional life in Christ. It'll come to you on CD. And we're in part two this month of the issue on the problem of self, how we are our own worst enemies. Sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot, as they say. And if you'll join in support today to become a part of the ongoing monthly support family, not only will we send you part two, we got to send you part one, right? So we'll do that as well. Send you a couple CDs to make sure you get both part one and part two if you'll join in support as a monthly member. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or you can click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717 and press number 4. We're talking health today, one of the five essentials, and King Hoover, one of our contributors, is joining me. King is a nationally known and acclaimed fitness expert and very motivational. He's talking to us today from his office in Fort Worth, Texas, where he's actually seeing people training today. In addition to being on TV and radio, he's also, one of his clients is the Major League Baseball Texas Rangers. So King is really out there making a difference in people's lives and helping people, and we appreciate his time joining us here on the Intentional Living Center. So thank you again, King, for being a part of our team. Very motivational. You always sound like you're up and ready. I mean, you're living this life. I mean, you're not just teaching it. You're out actually living it to be intentional. Let me ask you, we're running out of time, but quickly, how did you get into this? What led you to do this?
I started doing martial arts when I was about 15, but at 17, we lost our gymnastics coach at school, and I ended up having to actually coach and train and strengthen all the kids in the gymnastics program my last year when I was in high school. And I thought, this is amazing. I love changing lives. This makes a difference for all these kids. I wonder really how healthy somebody could be. And that took me off on a journey. I spent the next few years working with the Boys and Girls Clubs, living on site in a program here in Fort Worth at the Panther Boys Club, and just help kids stay off the streets, stay healthy and strong in their sport, whether it was basketball. We had a great diving pool, so we did dry board diving and gymnastics, and we had a great boxing program. And keeping these kids engaged, healthy, strong, confident, it made a difference for them right there every day so that they weren't afraid of the life that they were living and the life that was happening around them, and it made a difference for them going forward. I still see these kids today, all these many years later. We're literally talking more than 30 years later, and I still run into them in public. It's awesome.
Wow.
But the working with seniors is some of my favorite work because you're taking these old classic cars and making them functional again. And these are the folks that know stuff and lived and grew up in a world that we've never even seen. So keeping them around is especially important to me. Mm. It makes my heart full.
We have to have you come back sometime and just talk about doing what you love doing. I mean, there's a whole other thing about intentional living, doing a job that you love doing. And clearly you do. We've got a person who left a question, didn't tell us her name or where she's from, but she's got a problem, and she'd like some help. Take a listen.
Hello. I'm an older woman. I'm 53, and I'm stuck in a weight loss. I have a low thyroid, hypothyroidism, and I'm not gaining weight, but I'm not losing it. I'm divorced, and I've been delivered from addictions like cigarettes and alcohol and drugs and gambling, and this is one where I have a relationship with food that I'm just really stuck, because out of everything that I've been through, this is the one thing that has been with me that I have yet to overcome, and I don't know how to get through it or past it, and I'm trusting Jesus to help me.
Mm. She used the phrase a relationship. People have a relationship with a lot of things that are not healthy sometimes, not healthy relationships. Yeah, we can develop an unhealthy relationship with food. Where does she go? Where does she start with this?
Starting with looking at food for exactly what it is. These are just substances and fuel. They're not designed to make us feel better about anything going on in our lives. When we take that approach, we feel bad, we start connecting our, I need something to make me feel better. So we go for some sugary sweet treat or something real heavy or rich or fat or too much of something to try and make ourselves feel better. I think that's how the enemy works against us. It sounds really good. Food manufacturers today are making stuff so rich and tasty and wonderful, even chemically enhancing it to where it tells our brain it's tastier than it is. We're activating our addiction centers, and then by the time we've eaten the whole bag, now we feel terrible. That didn't work. It's supposed to make me feel good, not bad. So breaking it down to where you understand, these are just calories. It's proteins, carbs, and fats. We have a calorie number that we need each day, and taking that same intentional approach to our food that we do our finances. We've got X amount of dollars coming in. We have these expenses, these caloric needs per day for energy, and we're just breaking it out to make sure that all our bills are paid. And rather than saving extra calories that we take in on our bodies as savings that don't look very good, we're putting those calories off till later when we don't need them today. We're pushing them forward into the future. That unhealthy relationship with food is where we start connecting our emotional states to delicious stuff. And we got to know, usually the better something tastes and the more sweet and sugary it is, the worse it is for us. We just have to face that today. Mm.
Well, King, you've been a great help. We appreciate you and your contribution to Intentional Living, and thanks for being a part of the program today.
It's my joy. We love helping, and I know you help so many. Thanks for allowing me to help those that you're helping.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, we could talk about five essential areas of life. You know, our family, our faith, the finances, work, and health is a big one, because if you don't have the health, sometimes those other things pay, right? I mean, they're all interconnected. So if nothing else, I hope today you thought about it, got a little motivated, realized that your health is a gift from God. And if you feel like that, the old classic car, as he mentioned, that needs to be refurbished and painted and cleaned up, maybe that's where you start today. Wherever you are in the process, preserve what God's given you. Take good care of it. Be intentional. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the power of one thing, and we'll see you then.